Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Dad.
Come this morning, we want to thank God for all of you on the line and all of you on Facebook. Amen. We thank you for visiting us today and being with us today. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God light shine upon your face. Amen. Amen. May he ever deliver you. May he ever heal you. Amen. Amen. May God be all that you need him to be for you. So I just thank God this morning for this time that we come to be with you this morning. And so bless the word, O Lord. Bless the people, Lord. I thank you this morning, O Lord, for this time. And, Lord, that you have given us, O Lord, to come and declare your word before you, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of your heart, my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everybody just say amen, amen, amen. So thank God, amen. Will you give us open the scripture, Sister Katisha? Amen. Thank God. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He made me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. That prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies, that anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Thank God for the 23rd Psalm. Amen. Hey, the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank all of you. If you got a testimony this morning, got a prayer report, praise report, prayer request, amen. If you got a praise report, we want to give you an opportunity this morning to give a praise report, amen, or a prayer request. Amen. God hears your prayers, and amen. James said, a fervent and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we believe in the availing of prayer today, amen. Our prayer is connection to God, and we want to connect to God through prayer. If there's someone got a testimony, amen. Got a prayer request. Go ahead.
I pray for the people in New Orleans and in the path of Hurricane Ida. Y'all know New Orleans is not easy to get in, but it's got to be it today. Unfortunately, February 40th.
Amen. I want everybody to pray for New Orleans. Amen. I guess this is the anniversary of Katrina. And they're coming back the same day at the same time. I wonder what evil event took place in New Orleans on this day. but God brings judgment. So, Father God, we today for blessing those in New Orleans. And, oh, Lord, we ask you to protect your people, Lord. And, Lord, those that are poor, make sure you look down upon those that are poor, Lord. Those in low conditions, Lord. Those in that's not on a hill. They're in low places, Lord. Have mercy on them. Lord, let them not flood out, Lord. Have mercy on the children. Have mercy on the people today, Lord. And, Lord, if there be any sin, O Lord, that went on there, Lord, we're asking today, Lord, that you would forgive it, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover them, O Lord, and protect them, Lord. And let them be forgiven because of the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, turn the storm around, O Lord. Turn it around, Lord. Send it a different direction. So we pray for those people in New Orleans now that they be protected, that be made safe. Lord, let no life be lost, O Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that no life will be lost today. We say it with our mouth and believe it in our heart, Lord, that you're going to do even as we ask you to do. And we give thanks and praise for blessing those in New Orleans, Lord. And we rebuke that storm that's coming that way, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask for mercy today. And we give thanks for mercy in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. For those in New Orleans, amen. Is there someone else? You're online, you got a prayer request, you got a testimony. We give you this opportunity right now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God. Give honor to God, head of my life. Give honor to Pastor Paige, the general in her absence, Sister Katisha here, the barrier in her way. And we just want to thank God on today. Thank God for many went down in last week and tithing and caring for the Holy Ghost. So I just pray that the Lord will release the Holy Ghost, and he said he would. And so we want to thank God that he give them strength to keep tarrying for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And thank God for business. Thank God for my son. Touch my son that got COVID. My cousin, little cousin that's in jail. Both of them is in jail, and we want to thank God for both of them. Hedge of protection around them, praying for the people of Haiti. and as they're going through right now. And praying for these people that's in these hospitals that's trying to serve people that's got the COVID. Praying for the people that have it. Praying for the caregivers that's risking their lives to give care to those that are got the COVID. So we want to lift them up also. And we just want to give praise and thanks to God. And thank God for my healing. Thank God for strengthening us and strengthening all those that's helping in the business, and that we continue to prosper and be a beacon of light and help others in this time of need today. A lot of people are poor today. A lot of people ain't got nothing. And so we thank God for what the little that we have that we may be sharing with people. In Jesus' name, press the word on today, and we give praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise God for that testimony there. Praise God. Amen. Good morning, Sister Rebecca. Amen. I pray God y'all have a safe and prosperous trip there.
We did.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So thank God for everybody tuning in this morning. Sister Paige isn't here. Amen. Y'all pray for her safe trip back. Amen. Amen. Visiting her grandson. So thank God for her visiting her grandson. Amen. And may her way be prosperous and may everything take place. Amen. And all of you online, Sister Virginia and Georgia and all the rest of you, we thank God for Sister Bryant. Amen. Sister Bryant. Amen. Sister Bryant is doing better. She's feeling better. When she called yesterday, she was laughing and she was sitting in a chair and she's gotten up and she's feeling better and says she don't have no pain. She's just weak in her leg. So we want to thank God for Sister Bryant, amen, down in Mobile. She's doing better, amen. And so we just keep thanking, and may God keep answering prayers for us, amen. And the only reason that we're here today is because God saw fit to keep us here, amen. So I just want to praise God for being here. You know, praise God for my daughter April there in Kentucky. I thank her for being on the line this morning. Amen. I see you on there. Praise God. And thank her for joining in from Kentucky this morning. And thanking God for my cousin in Milwaukee. Amen. He and I got the same name, but he just feels he was a little different from mine. He got a D in the middle of his name. But I got a cousin. We have the same name. I even used his name for a while there with new driver's license back when I was young. So praise God for Brother Mac Page online there from Milwaukee today. So I just want to thank him today for being on, that they decided to join us from Milwaukee. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd just like to say to all of those, if you'd like to donate anything, amen. We appreciate anything you donate to us. Amen. We are not beggars, but we ask if you want to send something, you feel like God laid on your heart to donate something, you can donate it today from by Care Church Inc. Care Church Inc. at gmail.com. That's Care Church Inc. at gmail.com. Amen. You can send it on PayPal or Cash App. Amen. At Care Church Inc. at gmail.com. Amen. And so I want to thank God today. You know, we have a brother who started a business here called Bully Rib at 2425 West Green Oak Road. And y'all stop by, amen, sometime. He got some good ribs and got some potato salad and got some coleslaw, got some baked beans, amen. And he got some chicken. And so y'all come on by. You want some good barbecue chicken, amen. Amen. From a brother. You know, we got to promote our brother. We realize that we want to promote our brother. And if we promote one another, we can help exalt one another and lift up one another. So we ask you to stop by Bully Ribs, at 2425. Is that North Green Oaks? Yeah, Northeast Green Oaks. Amen. Road. And so come on by Bully Reef, amen, to all the brothers and sisters online that's in this area. Stop by and help the brother out. We want him to excel because God wished that we'd all prosper and be in good health even as our soul prosper. So thank God for all of you online today. We appreciate so all of you tuning in today. We got a word for you today, amen, praise God. It's what God has been dealing with me on, so I'm still on it, amen. I haven't got off of it, amen, praise God. I would like for you to turn to 2 Peter, to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm staying right on that scripture there. I'm going to stay on that until God move me away from it, amen, because I believe it's going to be helpful to all of those that hear, amen, and it is even helping me. It's something when you can get into the word of God that it just don't help other people, it helps you, amen. There's a lot of things that I've been saying and that I got to quit saying. A lot of things I've been doing, I have to stop doing them. And so the word don't just help you, it helps me also, amen. And the Bible does say that those that do it must first be partakers of the fruit. That meaning that's to start with me. And so this thing started working with me. And so now I'm just going to give it to you because it's working with me. Amen? Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And I'm going to do verse 3 and 4. Amen. It says, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain it unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great promises. We have great promises in this thing, that by these we might be the partakers of the divine nature. Amen. Hallelujah. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Praise God. I just had for the thought for today. Amen. What's your excuse? What is your excuse? You know, when I'm reading here in the text here that Peter has put before us, he said that God has given us all things, amen, that pertain to life and godliness. And if God has given us all things, then what is our excuse that we're not fulfilling the will of God, we're not living a godly life, we're not living a glorious life or a happy life, we're still in sin. What is the excuse for us continue to be in the way that we are when we say he's given us all things? That whenever God has given us all things, that means there's no lack in your life. You know, when Jesus hung on the cross and at his last breath, he was saying, it's finished. I've done everything necessary for what? You to be able to walk in righteousness and holiness, amen. I've done everything necessary, amen. I've given you everything that's necessary for you to be loose from bondage that you were in. I've done all things for you. You see, it's not that we had to do those things ourselves, but he did those things for us so that we could live a happy and a prosperous life in God. And so there's nothing lacking in your life. You see, we like to use excuses, and most of the time we want to use excuses about something is because normally we want to be able to justify our actions. You know, when I do something wrong, I want to be able to justify my action by saying, well, you know, ain't nobody perfect. You know, that's normally the excuse that we use for doing, when we've done something wrong, we like to make excuses for the wrong that we're doing by justifying our own action, you see. So God said, I don't leave no excuse now for you justifying your own action because I've done everything for you. I move everything away from you. I loose you from all things. Amen. Praise God. I move you away from all things. I've done everything for you. So you can't continue to use that excuse. Well, nobody prays again. You can't use that excuse anymore, but because I did remember scriptures in the book of Hebrews that God has perfected us. And if God has done that for you, you got to stop using that excuse to justify your actions. It's why you haven't done what's right. Why you are not pleasing God, you have to stop using excuses. You know, everybody got an excuse for everything they do. You know, well, why are you still smoking? You want to make an excuse for it, amen. Amen. You just say, I don't want to quit, and I'm going to keep doing it until I quit, rather than to make an excuse to try to justify your action, amen. Well, you make an excuse. You say, well, I'm too weak. So I got weak, you know. But you can't make no excuse for getting weak because, well, God made you strong. He said, I'm in you to will and to do. You can't use that as an excuse anymore. Hallelujah. The whole reason you did it is because you wanted to. Amen. Amen. The Bible does say that every man is drawn away after his own lust and enticing. Amen. And you were just lustful. If you want to think I was just lustful, you would be telling the truth about it rather than trying to make an excuse for what you were doing and what you did. So he said you're without excuse now. You don't have no excuses. Amen. You don't have no excuse for not living right. Amen. You made all kind of excuses why you don't do this. Well, it was my flesh, amen. Well, get rid of your flesh then. Put down your flesh. Crucify your flesh. The Bible said we have to crucify our flesh. So you can't use an excuse for the flesh because the spirit is more powerful than the flesh, amen. So why are you going to continue to make all of these excuses for what you do wrong? Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We make excuses for getting drunk. Going out partying every Saturday night, Friday and Saturday night. We want to make an excuse for that. Oh, I just want to have a good time. Amen. You see, the problem that you can't use that as an excuse because, you know, the Bible talks about they that love pleasure, amen, will be always be broke. We'll never have anything. Amen. But the thing about it, you're supposed to love God more than anything else. But you want to use an excuse that why you do it, amen. One of the reasons you do it is because you must not be saved. Hallelujah. Use an excuse. Let's go to the Bible. I've just got to get some word on this, amen. We got to go to the Bible because there were people in the Bible try to make excuses for what they did, amen. And so what is going to be your excuse for sin, amen? Romans chapter 6, if you turn to Romans chapter 6, amen, we're going to go back on until we get it right. We want to get things right, amen. Praise God. But because, you know, we like to use these excuses to continue to do what we do, and then we got saints using excuses to continue in their old practice and in their old habits that they never quit doing, them, but yet they want to call themselves saints. Yet they want to call themselves, well, I'm saved, I'm holy. No, you're not sanctified, child. If you're still practicing the old thing that you used to do, something's wrong somewhere. What excuse are you using to do that? Romans chapter 6, amen, verse 18, I believe. Let me see. I'm sorry, verse 15. Listen at the Bible here. I just want to read the word to you because sometimes people like to make excuses, but God said, you don't have no excuse because I gave you my word. I gave you my will. I told you what I wanted you to do. I told you how I wanted you to do. Not only did he give us his word and told us how to do it, Jesus came along and became an example to us and told us to follow his steps. Then if you're going still in sin, then what's going to be your excuse? You already seen a good example. Amen. What does it say here? What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Amen. Whom you yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. You know, you yield yourself to be servants I mean, at one time you were servants of sin, but now you've been made free from sin. So why is it that we continue to practice something? Why is it continued that we continue to stay in something that God has released us from? Why are we go back to doing the old things that didn't do any good in the first place, amen? Go back to those things that brought no joy. We go back to the thing that there was no peace in it, there was no life in it, there was no real happiness in it, and we go back to those things. You've been made free from sin. And then if you're still in it, that means you never left it. I'm going to get to that after a while. You yield your membership servants to obey. His servant whom you obeyed, whether of the sin unto death or obedience to the life or righteousness. Amen. It's not that you're using an excuse to do it, and now you're yielding your members to disobedience to God in order to do what you want to do. And then you want to use an excuse. Well, God, you know, I'm still all right, you know. But he said he's given us the power, amen. He's given us the ability. He's given us his glory, amen. Praise God. God put himself in us, amen, so that we will be able to do it. And then we want to still use an excuse. Stop using an excuse and just repent. Hallelujah. Amen. No, you're not. Verse 17. But thanks be to God that ye were servants of sin. See, when it said ye were servants of sin, that means at one time I was in bondage or servant to that thing. Amen. I had to do what it said do. Amen. I had to go where it said go. Whenever it poured on me, I had to go because sin was my master at one time. But thank God that Jesus has set us free from sin. Amen. So I can't use that excuse anymore because I'm not under the hand of that master anymore. I have a new master now. My new master is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. And so if I can serve that master, amen, faithfully, why can't I serve the new master that I had? And what excuse am I using not to serve the new master, being that I've been delivered from the old one? Hallelujah. We were. That means you used to be. Where, if I've been moved from something, that means I'm not there anymore, amen. And so the only way I can be there, I have to go back there for where I came from in order to be able to do the same thing I used to do. So if God moves you out of that place, amen, and puts you into a new place, that means the only way you can do it, you got to go back to the same place that you was in the beginning. Now, when the Bible talks about a dog go back to his vomit and a hog go back to wallow in his mire, according to Peter, amen. God washed you off and cleaned you up, amen, and made everything right so that you could produce fruit, so that you could walk upright, so you could obey him. And the thing that was in the way to stop you from obeying, sin was in the way to stop you from obeying him, but he moved sin out the way, amen, so you can now obey him. So what excuse are you going to use now not to be obedient to God? Ye were. Past tense, amen. So Paul trying to say he brought you into a new place, amen. Bible does say he's brought us out of what? The kingdom of darkness and has translated us what? Unto the kingdom of his dear son, amen. If I've been moved from something to somewhere else, it means I'm not there anymore. If I'm not there anymore, then what? The only way I can do the things that's back there, I have to go back there. And what excuse are you using to turn back? I thought about some of that today. Well, what excuses are we using to go back? If there was nothing back there in the beginning, there's nothing back there now. If there was no light back there then, there's no light back there then. If it was dark back there then, it's still dark now. If God put you, you know, nobody likes to live in darkness, amen. You know, how when you go in the house, most people like to keep the light on all night because they don't want to be in darkness, amen. Nobody likes that dark place. So why we keep going back to the darkness when God has put us in the light, and the light is shining bright? Jesus was the light of the world, and he said, now you are the light of the world. Why you turn your light off and go back to darkness? What excuse are you using? Hallelujah. Let me run on down out of this because I'm going to read a lot today after me. Amen. God be thanked to God. Ye were a service of sin. Ye obeyed from the heart that former doctor which was delivered you, being made what? Free from sin. But we're still using an excuse to continue to do it. I like what it says in 6 and 1, that Romans 6 and 1. Shall we continue in sin just so grace can abound? God forbid. How are those that have been delivered from sin continue therein? What excuse are you using to do what you do? Well, Lord, I don't have no power. Well, you can't use, I don't have no power in a way, because what was that? Act 1 and 8 says, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, I give you power to be a witness unto me. And if Jesus was able to resist, that means that we are able to resist. If Jesus was able to do, that means that we are able to do. What excuse are you using for not being able to accomplish God's purpose? Excuses. I don't know what excuse are you using today for not being saved? I wonder what kind of excuses people are using for not being saved today. You can't say that you don't know God. I'm going to get that. I'm getting ahead of me myself. Amen. Being made free from sin. You became the service of righteousness. Amen. Being made free, you became service of righteousness. So I loose you from your old master so that you can serve the new master. Amen. So you can serve righteousness now. You served sin at one time, amen. But now God said, I want you to serve in righteousness, amen. But we use excuses not to serve righteousness so that we can continue in sin. Thanks doing it all the time, amen. And then they wonder what's wrong, amen. It's because it was something you wanted to do. He said, now ye are your members. He said, now I speak after the matter of men because of the weakness of your flesh. For ye have yield your members service to uncleanness and to iniquity and nickness. Even now, so yield your members service to righteousness unto holiness. See, really, we don't even have an excuse not to be holy. The reason you don't have an excuse not to be holy because the Bible said God made us holy. God made us holy, and unblameable before him in his sight, maybe not in your sight, but he made me unblameable in his sight, and so we don't have no excuse not to be holy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians 1 and 12, I just want to go there. Hallelujah. Just 1 and 12, amen. Praise God. Because we don't have no excuses. Colossians 1 and 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us fit meet. That means that God has made me fit to be. He's made me fit to be, and the reason he made me fit to be so that I won't have an excuse not to be. You know, when you made something fit, amen, that means you have done everything necessary for it to be what you want it to be, amen. And so if God has done this for us, what excuse we'll use is not to be that. You know, when we say I am who God says I am, I can do what God says I can do. I can accomplish what God said I can accomplish. Amen. But if God has made us fit to be, then what's our excuse for not being? For whatever God created something for a purpose, then that thing fulfilled God's purpose. Amen. See, we were created with purpose in the beginning. Amen. And because we were created with purpose in the beginning, God made the thing that he wanted to use for a certain purpose, he made it like he wanted it to be made, amen. He made it so what? It could do what he wanted it to do, amen. He made it so, amen, it could accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, amen. And so that's what God did for us, so that thing that he made with purpose has no excuse for not being able to do what it was created to do. You was made to be able to serve God and give God glory. So what excuse will you use not to be able to do it? He made us what fit. Amen. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Verse 13, who hath delivered us? Now, if God has delivered us, what excuse do we use for being in bondage? You see, the truth of the matter is you're in bondage because you want to be, not because you have to be. The reason you're hooked up to that thing you're hooked up to is because you desire to be, amen, because God will give you the desires of your heart. You see, you're hooked up because he said, I have already delivered you, so what's your excuse? It's almost like being in prison, you know what I mean? When you're in prison, you know, you have to do what they say do, go where they say go, get up when they say get up, eat when they say eat, shower when they say shower, amen, get locked back up when they say be locked up, be free when they say be free. See, you're on the bondage in a case like that. But God said, I'm going to bring you out of the prison that you're in, amen, because while you're in the prison, you can't serve me righteously, amen. You can't serve me upright. While they was in Egypt, they couldn't serve God because they was under the hand of Pharaoh, and they could use it. They could say they had an excuse at that time, amen. Well, Lord, we can't sacrifice to you because, what? I'm under the hand of the taskmaster. I'm under the hand of Pharaoh, and I can't do what you want me to do because Pharaoh won't allow me to do it. So God said, I've got to bring you out of Egypt, amen, and take you into the place so you can freely sacrifice to me, amen. That's why God delivered you out of sin so that you can freely serve him. And see, being made freely, amen, it means that you can serve me with both body, soul, and spirit, amen. You can wholly follow me, amen. And so when God delivered us, he delivered us so that we could wholly follow the Lord, not partially, but wholly follow the Lord. So he gave us everything to be able to accomplish and do what he said us to do. But what's your excuse for not doing it? He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness. So he's delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into a kingdom of his dear son, amen, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even a forgiveness of sin, amen. And so he said, I give you all things. I give you everything that you need. I've translated you. I've moved you. I've set you free. I gave you power, amen. I'm with you on the inside of you to help strengthen you, amen. I gave you something to help you do it. I gave you a servant. It's like being a king's child. You know, when you're a king's child, that they give him a servant. You know, even when he can't do it, that servant will do it for it. Amen. Praise God. And that's why it says in the book of Romans, I think 8:26, when we don't know what to pray for as we ought to pray, the Spirit will come in and help us to pray like we ought to pray. So we can't even use an excuse not to get a prayer through. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because you got a helper there with you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise. Aren't you glad you got a helper? Aren't you glad you God's child, amen? Praise God. We got to put away the excuses. You might ask me, well, why you ain't baptized in Jesus' name? Well, what excuse you going to use? You got somebody that'll baptize you, amen, if you want to be baptized, amen. If we don't have a tub, we'll take you to the swimming pool. We don't care where we baptize you at. Amen. We'll put you in go down and put you in Joe Pool Lake, wherever you have to go, amen, to put you in some water so that you can't have no excuse. See, when you've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and believe that he died and rose again, amen, and if you believe that gospel and accept that gospel, amen, of the truth that Jesus did for you, then you'll be like Candace. One of the servants of Candace, he was riding in a buggy one day, and God told the man to go alongside him. He was reading Isaiah, you know. He was led like a sheep being led to slaughter. And then he said, what does this mean? And Philip then preached the gospel to the man, and the man said, what hinders me from being baptized? He said, there's some water over there. And Philip took him down and baptized him in the name of Jesus. Amen. You see, because, see, he didn't want to have no excuses. What's stopping me from being baptized? What excuse are you using not to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? And people keep using all of these excuses not to do it. Have not I given you the word? What does the word say, dude? And Acts 2.38, what does Acts 2.38 say? Be baptized in the name of Jesus. What does Acts 10 and 44 say? Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. What does Acts 19 and 6 say? Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. What hinders you from doing it? What's stopping you? What excuse are you using not to do it that way? We always want got an excuse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I just want to go, I jump down to another scripture here. Amen. Praise God. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile. No, what did he say? Colossians 1 and verse 20 now. Now, amen. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things. To reconcile how many things? To recognize. Now, when I read First Peter, it says that he has given up all things according to godliness and righteousness, amen, and life, amen. If he's given us all things, so I'm just pointing out the things that he was giving you, amen, so that you won't have no excuse and use it for a reason not to do what God wants you to do, amen. Amen. So he has reconciled us. Made peace. So that means that me and God, we're not at odds at one another now because Jesus was the peacemaker, amen. Blessed are the peacemaker, amen. Because he made peace between us and God. So now, maybe at first I may not have went to God because I would have been in fear of God, amen, because I wasn't at peace with God at the time. So I may have been afraid to approach God because I didn't have peace with God. You know, when we... Our old thinking was that God was angry at us. He wanted to just beat us. And he just wanted to kill us. Amen. And we was at odds with one another. And I know God is stronger than I. Amen. And I wasn't going to approach God because I would have had fear of God. Amen. It's because I know I wasn't right with God. But now, because of what Jesus has done for us, amen, there has peace been made. Amen. Anytime you are in peace with somebody, you can go to that person because you are at peace with that person. So if we are not approaching God today, it's because, amen, we don't want to. It's not that we can't, but if I'm at peace with somebody, I can go to that person at any time and obtain what? Present help in the time of need. I can go to that person at any time and obtain any help that I need. I can go to that person and obtain all the things that I need from that person because I'm at peace with that person. I can't use the excuse that I'm an enemy of God because none of us, we are not in enmity with God anymore. Me and God don't have no disagreements. Jesus made peace with us, amen, for us, amen, and reconciled. That means he brought everything back. Everything in the beginning that God started with Adam, he brought all of those things back now, amen. Those things have been put back, you know, amen. The devil took it, but God said put it back, amen, amen. So Jesus came to put back the relationship. Put back everything we had in common with one another, amen. See, we have things in common with God because we was made in the image of God, and because of the image of God, in order to be in his image, we have to have something in common. We've been reconciled all things unto himself. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Amen? Praise God. All things. So we don't have no excuse. Now, you don't have no excuse not to make it now. What excuse you going to keep using? Amen. Verse 22. Oh, well, let me go back. Verse 21. And ye that was sometime alienated. I mean, we were separated at once. Now, he's explaining. I've already said it, but he's explaining it now. And ye that was sometime alienated. We were separated from, amen. We was an alien. In other words, we didn't go together. But now, it's not like that. So what excuse I'm going to use now? The enemies of your mind by wicked work, now yet has he reconciled. You know, in the body of his flesh through death to present you what? Holy. Holy. So what excuse are we going to use not to be holy now? God said, be you holy as I'm holy. God said, be like I am. Be separated from sin, amen. I've separated you from the light, and I put you in, I separated you from the darkness, and I put you in the light now. So what is going to be your excuse for being in the darkness when I put you in the light? If you're in the darkness, it's because you went back to darkness. I brought you out of darkness. I brought you from something. You're not there anymore. So what excuse are you using to go back and do those things that you used to do? I presented you holy. It's not that you presented yourself holy. God presented you holy, amen. And you can't use the excuse not to be holy because what? Hallelujah. You know, when you start talking about holiness, everybody start drawing up because they want an excuse not to do those things that it requires. We don't want to dress right, amen. The Bible requires moderate dress, but we don't want to do it because we don't want to be holy, amen. Praise God, amen. The Bible requires for a wife to submit to her husband, and we don't want to do that. Huh? But we want to make an excuse. What excuse are you using not to be submissive to your husband? Hallelujah. But I'm trying to point out some things. I'm trying to ask what is your excuse, amen, not to do something God asked you to do and told you to do? What is your excuse for not doing it? It's not that you're not able. It's not that you can't. And saints, keep using excuses not to do these things. And God is not going to be satisfied with your excuse. We use excuses not to go places, amen. And God is not going to be satisfied with the excuses that you're using because he said, I give you all things, amen. Huh? You've been equipped, amen. You've been equipped to do what I want you to do. But if you continue to use excuses to do it, you will never do what God wants you to do as long as you're going to excusing yourself for doing it. Hallelujah. I present you holy and what else? And if I'm unblameable before, if Jesus can present us unblameable before God, then I can't use no excuse not to approach God because I'm unblameable in his sight. He's my friend now. Not only is he my friend, he's my daddy. Amen, amen. And then the Bible says if a son asks anything, if you being evil in a way, know how to give your son good gift, how much so would the father give a good gift unto those that ask him? I come to him as a father now. We're in a relationship with each other now. I'm not, if we've been adopted, amen. See, it's different than being adopted, amen, and just chosen. See, when you're being adopted, that means I'm giving you the same rights as that I have, the same rights to be my son, the same right to be my daughter. I adopted you and gave you my name so that you don't have no excuse in relationship anymore. You don't have no reason not to pray. What excuse do you use not to pray? I mean, unblameable and unreproven in his sight, amen? So he has done these things for us. He said, I've done all things. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Why is it that you don't produce? Why do you continue to make excuses not to produce fruit? What is the fruit of the Spirit? What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace. Righteousness, what? Patience. So we've been using excuses not to produce those things. And God gets tired of it because he want to know what excuses are you using. Isaiah chapter 5, amen. So we can get rid of some of these excuses, amen. You trying to use some excuse not to be obedient to God. You can't use excuses not to be obedient to obey God. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. I will sing my well-beloved a song and touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. He fenced it. I mean, you're trying to say, well, why couldn't you produce? Well, why you're not producing love? But why you're not producing joy? Why are you not producing peace? Why are you not producing long-suffering? Amen. Hallelujah. Why are you not producing gentleness? Amen. So he wants to know, what excuse are you using not to bear fruit? I finished it in. I got the songs out of it. Amen. Well, what does he say? You had a stony heart, but what did he say? I'm going to take away the stony heart, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. So he's already gathered the stones out of your heart so that you won't have no excuse not to produce because you said you have a stony heart. But he said, well, I give you a new heart and I give you a new spirit, amen. So God has given you what? A new heart and a new spirit. He's taken the stones out. He cleansed it up, amen. He has circumcised it, amen, so that it will open up to be able to receive the seed of God so that it can produce. Why we are not producing? Why we are not bearing fruit? What excuse are we using not to bear fruit? I've taken out the stones. I planted it with the choice vine. I gave you the best that I had to plant, amen. Huh? I gave you the most choicest vine so that when we got the best there is, it's supposed to produce something. It's supposed to produce something, amen. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to produce the love. It's supposed to produce the joy, the peace, amen, the long suffering. It's supposed to produce because he gave you the best, the choicest one. Gave you the best he's had. Jesus was the best seed that could be planted, amen. There was nobody greater. There was nobody better, amen. It was without fault. He was without sin, amen. He was without everything, God said. I gave my only beloved. I gave my only begotten. I gave you the best that I had because there was no man, no other man in heaven and earth that was worthy to open up the book but the lion and the tribe of Judah, amen, the lamb that had looked like he had been slain, amen, as though he had been slain. He was worthy to open up the book. There was nobody else can do it, so God gave up his choices by. He said, what did Jesus say? I'm the vine and you are the branches. So it's mostly talking about Jesus here, amen. I couldn't give you anything in the better. So what excuse are you using now, amen, not to produce? Hallelujah. We got the saints. What of our excuse? Hallelujah. Amen. I gave you the choices of vine. I put a towel in the midst of it. I made a wine press in it. And I looked that it should bring forth grape, but it brought forth wild grapes. Why didn't it produce? It had the best of everything. Why didn't it produce? Amen. Israel must have been using an excuse. Because everything was provided. Everything was made ready for them. Amen. Huh? And see, people keep using excuses today not to serve God, not to do it God's way. Romans chapter 1, amen. I'm trying to get rid of some of the excuses people using. Amen. I got to get rid of some excuses I use. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about myself. How we use excuses, amen. Amen. Praise God. And even those who say use excuse, well, I didn't know God. Where were you? No way possible. You can't use that excuse no more. Even people say they didn't know God. That's why they do what they do, because they don't know God. You can't use that as an excuse. That is why every man and everybody is coming under the judgment of God, and because God won't leave you with an excuse. That means everything going to be answered, everything going to be moved out of the way, everything going to be taken care of. So when you stand before the judgment of God, you won't be able to say, I didn't know. Let's look at this verse here. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 18. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Let's look at what the scriptures say here. You know, I'm slowing down a little bit, amen, so I can get the scriptures in, amen. Don't want to talk too much, amen. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against what kind of? All ungodliness. All ungodliness. That's nothing left out, amen. His wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, amen, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. But what it mean I'm holding the truth and unrighteousness, amen? I know what's right, but I'm going to still do what's wrong. I'm going to say my sin is righteous. I'm going to say good is evil and evil is good, you know. But I know what the truth is, but I'm saying doing the truth is wrong. Doing what's right is wrong. And so God said it's going to be revealed. Listen to what he says here. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. See, one thing about it, you got a conscience. If you never read a Bible, you still got a conscience. Huh? Your conscience lets you know what's right and what's wrong. But you decide to follow what's wrong rather than following what's right, amen. And so now you're trying to use that as an excuse. Well, I didn't know, but it has been in your conscience, amen. Your conscience even tell you when you're guilty. When you're doing wrong, your conscience even tell you. And then some people try to use that excuse, I didn't know. Even nature teach us some things. Nature teach you there's a negative and a positive, amen. Nature teach you, amen, there's a man and a woman, amen. Nature teach you that those two don't go together, amen. You don't need no Bible for that. But what is it that you want to do? You want to hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's your problem. You want to use that as an excuse that God don't know, that God is not a just judge. Amen. We want to use the excuse of love, but what about the righteousness part? Yes, God loves. Well, I can't tell my heart who to love. Yeah, you can. I can't do nothing about who you fall in love with. You. That's a lie. You always make a decision who you're going to lay down with and who you're going to be with. Huh? So you want to use that as an excuse to act like a dog and lay down with a dog, amen, and get up with fleas? Well, why do we want to use excuses not to do what's right? Even when, what did he say here? It was to know the right thing was manifested in them, but God did what? God showed it to them. Now, if you've seen it, how can you deny that which you have seen with your eyes and heard with your ears? How can you deny nature, amen? How can you say there's no God, amen, when every, the constellation of the heavens and everything is put in place, and it just didn't, he didn't just throw it out there, but he put it out there so everything would work together, amen. Because if this don't move right, that don't move right. But God put everything that, you know, it wasn't by accident. There has to be somebody, even if you just want to call Yah a high power, still that was a God in heaven, amen. And you can't deny that. And you can't, yeah, how is it that you can deny a resurrection when you see the sun go up and come back every morning? You without excuse on that, amen. So how can you say I don't believe that when you see it every day with your natural eye that God has presented before you? What excuse are you going to give to God to say I don't believe that there's a God? All under sin, amen, and come short of the glory of God. And yet you want to use an excuse that there's no God. But notice what it says here. Verse 20, amen. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Invisible thing. Invisible, amen. You see, it was the invisible that created the visible. Hallelujah, amen. God is invisible, but everything that you see, God created, amen, to give himself glory, amen. And since at that time, wasn't nobody else giving him glory, but God created things to give him glory. God created things to what? To be an expression of himself, amen, to show who he is, the power that he has, what he can do, amen. So he created things that you can see so that you won't have no excuse to deny it because you see it every day. Come on. He created the earth and the heavens and Jupiter and Mars, and you know what? And so we're without excuse. So nobody's going to be able to have no excuse to say they didn't know. So he took the visible, amen, to show the invisible. So the things that we see every day, we see marriage every day, we That's supposed to be show the relationship that we're supposed to have with God, amen. We see children, amen. That's supposed to be how God has his children, amen. I'm trying to think of some other things that we see, but everything that's been made visible, we see stuff. Even the sun declare the glory. Amen. To say that what? There's light. Amen. Even the moon. When we look at the moon, we know that the moon is a place of darkness. And the only reason that the moon shines is because it's just light from the sun. Amen. You see, that God's creation is saying that. Amen. We were in darkness one time. Amen. But the light of God shined upon us to give us light so that we can be a witness in the light. When he put the stars out, that's God's creation. The stars are there to give direction, amen. The Bible says we are the stars of God. In other words, we're supposed to give everybody else direction because we're supposed to direct people to God. You say, well, you can't know the way, but even when the North Star comes out, amen, it lets us know, amen, that it's the stars that give direction, amen. And so God made the visible thing to show the invisible. Why? So that we would be without excuse. You can't say you don't know what's right, amen. You can't say you don't know what's right and wrong, but what you're doing, you choose. You're choosing to what? Walk in darkness. It's a choice. See, anytime you've been made free, that means you have choice. When you're free, you can make choice now. See, because if my mind is bound up, I can't make the right choice because my mind. But what he did, he set you free from the sin so that you can make a choice. You see, when God deals, whenever you give a person choice, choice comes with responsibility. Hallelujah. You are responsible for your own actions then, amen. You see, you don't need a law. See, this is what everybody gets messed up about, law and grace. You don't need a law. If you know what's wrong, you have a choice to do what's wrong or right. What does God say? I set before you what? Life and death, good and evil. Now you make a choice. When I'm in bondage, I can't make free choices. But when I'm set free, I'm able to make a right choice at the time, amen. And so if I made the wrong choice, I can't say that I didn't know. I can say that it was something that I wanted to do. I can't make excuses for my sins no more. Jesus is going to say, Lord, I wanted to do it and I did it. Forgive me. It'll be better to do it that way. At least you'll be telling the truth to God rather than lying to him, trying to make an excuse. What did Adam say? It was that woman that you gave me, Lord. That's why I did it. And God said, I can't use that for an excuse, Adam. I told you, amen, I told you in the book of Timothy, amen, that a woman is supposed to be your teacher. You were supposed to be teaching her, and now you're allowing her to teach you. And now you're in error because you followed what she said rather than what I said. I can't use that. You can't use that as an excuse no more. You can't blame somebody else for your own shortcomings. You fall short because you wanted to fall short, not that you had to fall short, but you tried to use an excuse for your shortness, and you don't have to be short because he gave you all things. It was the woman that you gave me. Blame. We can't play the blame game anymore because God has put it in all of us, not just some of us. So what? We can't have no more truth. So what did he say then? The invisible things, the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even if eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without. Hey, it's in the book, ain't it? You're without excuse. He showed it to him. He revealed it to him. Jesus told the Pharisees, the scribe, if I hadn't came to you and you saw me, you would have an excuse. But now that I've been here and spoken to you, you don't have no more excuses. The word has spoken to you now, and you don't have no excuse. And because they didn't want to receive the word of the truth, they became vain in their imagination and started dishonoring themselves. And now they're trying to make an excuse for what they do. A man trying to make an excuse for not to have a woman now. A woman trying to make an excuse for not having a man now. What excuse are you using, baby? Huh? You're just going against God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And every morning you wake up and he give you breath and life, and you have thoughts and you have life in yourself. You know there's a God, and now you want to say there is no God, and it's the God that created you. Everything you see that's visible, and you're trying to use that as an excuse to continue to do what you do. Mr. CNN man, whatever his name is, amen. Don Lemon. Mr. Don Lemon, amen. You trying to use an excuse to be married to a man when God already showed it to you. What excuse are you going to use to continue doing that? You know what a woman is, and you know what a man is. And now you want to deny what a woman is and receive a man. You can't do that anymore. See, they're without excuse, ain't it? Huh, they do it because that's their lust to do it. They're still following the devil, amen. They're still in darkness, walking in darkness. Not because they have to, amen. Because God has given all things to be delivered from that, amen. Jesus Christ came to deliver us from all sin. Book of Acts said he went about doing good. He went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. You see, that's the devil's oppressor. They stop using an excuse to be oppressed of the devil. You can bring forth fruit, and you don't have no excuse, amen. Just say, I do it. I'm doing it because I want to. And go on to hell and keep doing it. And when you get to heaven and stand before the heavenly gates, because every man's going to be judged for whatever he did, when you stand before the gates, amen, and you just tell God, I did because I want to. He said, I knew it. Go on to hell. Are you with me? What excuses are we going to continue to use for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. Are you with me today, amen? 1 John chapter 3, I got to quit. I didn't realize time runs so fast. Amen. I didn't realize time goes so fast, amen? Let me see what I want there, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought it was in 3. Ah, well, that's good enough. Verse 8. 1 John 3, verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil. Can I say that again? I mean, ain't what I said and what God said. So you've been using an excuse to sin, but God tells you who you are right now. It means that, yeah, I did. I brought you out of darkness into the light, but you've gone back to the darkness and start doing the things that I brought you out of. And so if you're doing it now, it's because you don't have no excuse for doing it now, because what, being made free from what? Being made free from sin. We became what? Servants of righteousness. So if you're serving that master now, that means you went back to the master. Not that you was there, because he moved you out of there and you went back to the house of the devil and started doing the things of the devil. So now you don't have no excuse before God, because it's not that you had to be there, you desired to be there. Now, somebody else might put it that way. He that practice things. Now, he didn't say he that fall, but he that practice. See, that's one thing to fall, and that's another thing to practice. If I fall, I've been walking upright, and I stumbled, and I fell, but I got back up, and I dust myself off again, amen, and continue on in the way that I was born. He that practices, that means I'm everything, doing jump loops and kicking my heels and all those things. That's what I'm practicing now. I'm getting better at it, amen. Not practicing the word of God, not the practice of faith, amen. Not the practice of obedience to God, but I'm practicing sin, and so I'm going to get better at sin. I'm not going to get better at righteousness, but I'm going to get better at my sin, because I continue to practice sin, because I make excuses to continue to do it. This is what the truth is. If you're a saint and you still want to obey, you're rebellious too. I don't want to do it because of my pride. More than likely, it's pride in a way, right? We don't like to belittle ourselves. We don't like to humble ourselves. We don't like to be meek. And meek is part of the fruit of God. But, you know, people, saints don't like to be meek because they like to exalt themselves or exalt their own pride or who they are, not who God is. Hmm. The Bible says, you must love me more than your father, your mother, your sister, your brothers. Amen. You can't use your mother and father as an excuse not to follow God anymore because you have the ability now. You've been made free. And because you have been made free, God gave you the ability to make a choice to sing with him. Regardless of what your mama said or your daddy said, we're supposed to follow the truth. So we got
Amen.
To stop going around. Here's my mama. Whoever is born in God do not commit sin, but his seed remain in himself, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Now, I didn't say that, man.
Amen.
But I'm trying to get you, we don't have no excuse.
Amen.
Neither he that loveth his brother. If you don't love your brother, you don't have no excuse not to love your brother. Because God
Amen.
Loved you before you ever loved him, amen. God loved you while you was a sinner, amen. He died before you ever became a sinner, amen. He died for you even when you hated him, amen. Praise God. He died for you when you had your back turned on him. He was still taking care of you. He was still giving you breath every morning. He was still waking you up in the morning. He was still providing food for you. He was still providing clothes for you. He was still doing everything for you, and yet you hated him.
Amen.
That was love without receiving love back.
Amen.
We're supposed to be able to possess. Now, let me put it like this. We said we're supposed to be able to possess that kind of love. We don't have no excuse not to possess it.
Amen.
Are you with me here today? Amen. This is
Amen.
The word of God. This is the truth of the word. Amen.
The
to show you that we present truth. When we present truth, it is the truth that makes you free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we get rid of our excuses. You know, once we get rid of the excuses, we're going to get delivered.
Amen.
But as long as you are able to use an excuse, you won't get delivered. Science, you know, even science teach us things. You know, you think about when people are even going against science. Now, notice what I'm saying here when we talk about science right now. Amen. They tell you to believe in science. Well, you know, we made this. Science said that this vaccine is this way, and science said this vaccine is that. You're supposed to believe in the science. You know what I'm saying? but yet the doctor would turn around and disagree with science. Science tell you that's a man. Science will tell you that's a woman. But yet you don't want to believe science in that area, but you want us to believe your science in the other area. Well, what's the excuse for not believing all things? Does science say you're a man is a man and a woman? Hasn't science proved that? And they can't believe in science, and they won't even believe in science themselves. So
Amen.
Why they continue in their sin? But that's all right. Judgment is coming. Hallelujah. Judgment is coming. Judgment day is coming, amen. And he's coming back
amen.
To take vengeance on all those who refuse the truth and refuse to love him and refuse to do what he called them to do. He's coming back and take judgment, and just because judgment didn't fall right away, does not
mean. Are you preaching real hard today?
That was 120 years. That was 120 years that judgment waited in the day of Noah. Amen. 120 years. He said, I give you 120 years. My spirit is not going to always cry with you because after a while I'm going to get tired of dealing with you.
Uh-oh.
And when I get tired and then you got enough, when enough's
and has been created, and whether it be so stink in my nostrils, then my judgment is going to fall if you don't decide to do what's right and do the truth. Yeah. 120 years of waiting, and all of a sudden, old Noah has been preaching now. It's going to rain, y'all. It's going to rain, y'all. Well, Noah, why are you building the boat? Because that's my ark. That's the place I'm going to be protected in, amen. That's the thing that's going to save me, amen. I'm trying to tell somebody today that Jesus is the only ark that you're going to have, amen. It's only one boat on this ride here, amen. It's only one window to get in, amen. One way. I don't know what the sister said on her show, that there was more than one way. And that sister must be going the wrong way, amen, on her show, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody, there's other ways, amen. You know, what are they doing? They're denying the truth because there's only one door in the ark. And even though there's one door, amen, Noah didn't even have control of the door. God closed the door. And when God closes your door, amen, there's no other way in. There's only one door. Jesus said, I'm the door that stands between you and the heavenly gate. Except you come to me, there's no other way that you can get in. I mean, you can listen to what other people say. They make an excuse not to follow the way of God. Yeah. See, I don't know what their excuses are, amen. And then, God gave you the little peanut that we got. And then we all of a sudden, all the peanut becomes smarter than God. I call it a peanut compared to God, amen. If God can hold the whole world in the palm of his hand, I mean, we're just a grain of sand in his sight, amen. Is there somebody online, you've been making excuses not to accept Jesus? What's going to be your excuse now? He done died? He done resurrected? You read about it? You heard about it? The Holy Ghost came as a witness that he did it? Amen. Amen. There's a witness here. Amen. We'll hear the witness that it happened. Amen. The Bible is a witness that it happened. Well, what excuse are you going to give God when you stand before the judgment seat? Well, Lord, I didn't know. Lie. Well, Lord, I didn't understand. Lie. There's going to be no excuses in the day of the Lord. That God winked at ignorance. I think Acts chapter 17 said God winked at ignorance and commanded men everywhere to repent. And so if he commanded everybody to repent, what about you online? What about you on Facebook, amen? What about you that's here, amen? It's time for repentance, amen. The Lord is coming soon, amen. And we don't want the God catch us, amen, with our excuses. We don't want God to catch us sleeping, amen. Is he going to find faith on the earth? Well, what do you mean faith in the earth? Are we still going to be believing God, or are we going to be believing men? Who are we supposed to obey? Are we supposed to obey God or obey men? Are we supposed to obey God or obey our traditions, amen? Well, the bishop told me, well, the bishop lied to you then. He's a liar, the father of lies. He was a bishop preaching to you, amen. He lied. He gave you a way out. But God said it's only one way. That's the holy way. That's God's way. Amen.
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 And so here it is today. Amen. We want to give you an opportunity. Amen. You on Facebook, online. You know you need to be saved. What excuse are you using not to be baptized in Jesus' name? What excuse are you using not to have the Holy Ghost when all the way through the book of Acts? Amen. It tell you the Holy Ghost fell on that day and they spoke with tongues as the Spirit of God gave their mother. You done read it? You done heard it? What excuse are you going to show before God that you didn't do it?
I like to hear somebody answer that, Pastor.
So is there anybody online today? Nobody online. Nobody on Facebook. Amen. Amen. You need to be saved. You better accept Jesus today. Don't put off today what you can do tomorrow. Because tomorrow what you can do today. Amen. Whichever way it is. Amen. But you put it off. You don't know what you're going to wake up tomorrow. I had a little thing on Facebook. It says the difference between money and time. You always know how much money you got, but you don't never know how much time you got left. And so you still waiting today. If not, Father God, we thank you for the word of God today, Lord. May we put away our excuses that we've been making and the reason that we don't do the things that even though we know to do, Lord. Lord, you said, Lord, not to forsake to assemble ourselves together, Lord, but we're using excuses, Lord, not to assemble today, Lord. You said you would put a hedge of protection around us, Lord. Amen. You said you would keep us from the north and presence, Lord, and under your wings shall we trust, O Lord. Your truth will be my buckle and my shield. Your truth will cover me, Lord, and you will take care of me, Lord. You will protect me, Lord. I come under the shield of the word of your protection, Lord. And, Lord, I want to stop making excuses, not for doing the things, even the things I know to do, I'm making excuses. Let us not make any excuses anymore not to be saved, Lord. Let us not make any excuses, Lord, for walking in ungodliness and unrighteousness, Lord. Let us not make any excuses anymore, Lord, for not doing those things, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit moving upon us and in us and through us today, Lord, because you gave us power. And you said we'll tread over serpents and the scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, Lord. You said no weapon formed against us going to prosper. And because, oh Lord, you said no weapon formed, oh Lord, we have no excuse not to do it. And we give thanks in Jesus' name today. God bless y'all. God keep y'all on Facebook. Amen. And if you desire, you want to send something, an offering to it, just tell church me at gmail.com. Amen. Amen. You can send it on Facebook and PayPal. And we appreciate anything that you see, send to us. May God bless y'all on Facebook. We'll see y'all next time in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If there's somebody, amen. Somebody on the line, you got a testimony, prayer request. Before we go, before we dismiss today, we give you an opportunity.
Well, amen. Thank God for the word. We're preaching real hard today, Pastor Page. I just like you keep asking the question about what excuse. I just like to hear people answer, especially those that are in error and know that you're in error, believing in women preachers and all this stuff you do. And homosexuality is right and wrong is right and right is wrong. I'd just like to know, what is your excuse when you stand in front of the Lord? Then you got nerve to get mad because the truth has been asked. Well, you have to ask this. You have to answer this to the Lord and Savior. What's going to be your excuse when you stand in front of him? Just something to think about. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. No one else? Amen. Let's everybody just give a hand praise for Jesus today. Amen. Just a hand praise for Jesus. Give God a hand praise for the truth. Amen. We're going to walk in truth. Amen. We've been walking in the error too long, and it's time for us to get it right. God has given us grace to start getting it right. The thing that we had wrong, he's given us grace, giving us time. Amen. Grace is time. Giving us time to get it right. If no one else, amen, has a testimony, praise report, amen. Don't forget about, we'll be on Wednesday night, amen. Don't forget about, we're on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. You can reach us at 319-2020-pound. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the, we got Minister Ray on Monday through Friday at 120-110-69-pound at 8:30. And all of you online, don't forget about Bully Reels. You know, whenever a brother or sister is in business, we want to make sure we advertise their business. Amen. Because we want to see our brothers and sisters progress.
Amen.
And we can be helpers one to the other, amen. And so we need to all come out and patronize our brother amen, patronize the business that we might be able to help them, you know. We normally like to say the Asian help themselves and the Hispanic help themselves, help each other in a way. And then we need to help one another to get up. And so all of you online, those that are here today, come out and help your brother, amen. He's open, amen, at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays through Saturdays, amen. And we want to come out and give him some support, amen. And let's tell brother, I'm with you, brother. I love you in spite of, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So don't forget about that today, amen. And let's see. Let's stand and be dismissed, amen. Praise God. Maybe I missed something, amen. I don't know. You got some free votes?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the revival that just won't stop, it still ain't stopped. So we're going to be on tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Amen. The revival that just won't stop. If you'll be on at 7 o'clock Central Time. And what's the last of the access code?
299-299.
The access code is 299-299-pound.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
You can join him tonight. So we just want to thank God for today. I pray, God, the word has been a blessing to you. Open up your eyes to some things that we didn't understand or we didn't see. So, Father God, as we come to dismiss from this place but not from your presence, Lord, I give you praise for the word that is gone forth today, Lord, may it accomplish all that you sent it to do, Lord. And I say unto those that abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. May God sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. As we dismiss from this service today, and we give praise and honor in Jesus' name, as you are dismissed, let everybody say amen. Amen. God bless y'all. See y'all later.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean. Just put your hands on yourself.
like you, me to change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to from the inside out.
Come on, me.